Welcome to another episode of Bro Dooter. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the show. We're just a couple of dudes that grew up in Southern California during an age when you didn't have to be worried about cracking a joke and being labeled a racist, a bigot, or a sexist, or any other kind of fucking ist you can think of in the book. Today we talked about Juicy Mullet and how he was acquitted of all charges. We talked a little bit about Occasional Cortex and her failed Green New Deal. And we talked a little bit about global warming and the universe and all that kind of sciencey bullshit. Hear about everything in this week's Bro Dooter.
I seem returned to Bro Dooter. Be forewarned that this show may contain foul language such as the word fuck or cunt. This show may offend you, you may call us bigots, but that is the beauty of free motherfucking speech.
Fucker right in the pussy!
Who is?
Yeah, it's another knock, bitch!
What the fuck is this shit?
Bruh.
Holy shit.
How do you do, Mr. Catfish Billy?
Catfish Billy. I thought my name was fucking Cletus.
Your name is whatever the fuck I want it to be. You hear me? Times have changed since the 1800s.
1800. Earth's still flat to me. I've seen the ice wall.
Is that the theory? Ice wall? There's an ice wall?
Actually, the theory that, is,
when you said ice wall, I immediately thought Game of Thrones.
I think that's what they believe, right?
Isn't there an ice wall in Game of Thrones?
Yeah, there is. It's the wall. It's not called an ice wall
Maybe
in Game of Thrones.
That's where they got it from. Someone was a little too deep into Game of Thrones.
Somebody was just like, ripped a fat dab. Oh, shit.
There is
an ice wall.
You think marijuana was in play? I think maybe some meth. Jesus Christ.
I think all of the above were in play when somebody came up with the fucking theory that the earth is flat. After, when did we send the first fucking... I mean, when did we find out that the Earth was... What was his name?
Christopher Columbus?
No.
What are you talking about?
The guy that said that the Earth rotates the sun and the sun doesn't rotate the Earth.
Galileo?
Was it Galileo?
I don't fucking know.
I think it might
Copernicus?
Be
Copernicus? I don't know.
Capricious?
I don't know about all this science shit, right?
You guys are the science
boys. Was it Elon?
Boy.
It was probably
Elon Musk.
Elon
fucking
Musk.
Solar power.
He's a genius.
Science
coming
bag.
Out with that electric pickup truck. About to get me one.
Is he coming out with an electric pickup truck?
Yeah. He's hinting at it.
Don't tell me that.
Mostly has a 300,000 pound towing capacity.
What?
What the fuck are you going to tow?
How are you going to tow anything?
I think
anything?
The highest of a Dodge Ram, like the best towing vehicle, is probably like maybe 20,000.
Holy
shit.
300,000. Crazy.
That I was about to ask, what would be the point of an electric or the benefits of an electric truck, pickup truck?
That.
Since exactly that. Because typically when you're looking to get a pickup truck, you don't really give a shit about the gas.
True. That's true. Well, that's not true. That's why people would go diesel.
Oh, diesel you save on gas?
Yeah.
And the engines can run for like a million miles or something like that too.
Yeah, diesel.
Your standard trucks can get like
Can you
I
get
know,
automatic
300,000 miles?
And automatic diesel, yeah. Like an automatic transmission?
Wait, I thought diesel gas is more expensive.
It lasts longer, though. It's more efficient.
So really it's just
But
the same.
It's dirtier, you know, for the environment, so.
Oh, it's dirty. Okay, that makes sense.
You think I give a fuck about the environment, boy?
Did you know, you guys know who Logan Paul is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was a
douchebag on YouTube. Are you serious? Shane Dawson said that he's actually a pretty nice guy.
Oh, that's Jake Paul. Actually, I'm talking about Logan Paul. No. Going back to Flat Earth. Logan Paul was, I think a couple months ago, I saw that he was at a Flat Earthers conference, and he made a whole speech like, you know, I'm glad to be joining this community of, you know, Flat Earthers, and he just made a big speech announcing that he's a Flat Earther. Everyone's like, what the fuck? This guy's going crazy.
So he's even more fucking stupid than we all already knew he was.
Or basically. So you thought, because I just learned that apparently he's dropping a documentary. He basically clowned the flat earthers. He conned them.
He did.
He made them think he was part of them. I'm like, wow. Something a douchebag would do. I mean, they're flat earthers, but still. A douchebag would only do that shit. pretend you're a flat earther, make friends with all these people.
That is pretty funny, actually.
He said the way these people think there's, like, for example, they had like a blow up globe, and I don't know if it was him or one of his friends, but they're just like, they're playing around and saying, oh, see, the, for example, they put a toy car on the globe, and they demonstrated how it fell because the earth is curved. It was a globe. And then they put the car on a flat earth and said, see, it doesn't fall down. And then he said that one of the flat earthers at the convention, like, was serious about it. Like, yeah, that doesn't make sense, you know? What the fuck?
This is Logan Paul?
Logan Paul.
That's pretty funny.
Wait, but that's scary for someone to see that demonstration and actually be like, you know what? That doesn't make sense. It has to be a flat earth.
Must be. Makes settled science.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Settled science. Oh, Cletus, the flat earther. What do you think about this flat earth?
Sounds like if the car is going to fall right off the globe and it doesn't fall off on a flat surface, that's all the science I need right there.
Then Cletus, explain to me how the sun goes up and down every day.
I don't know nothing about the sun going up and down. I do know that there ain't no such thing as solar power. How are you going to plug into the sun, boy?
What is their theory, the flat earther's theory, on the sun and the moon? Does anyone know?
I think one of them is that they're... I've seen one where basically they kind of go in a big circle above you, above the flat earth, and they're more like spotlights shining in one area, you know? So what? It only covers a certain area at a time.
It's a big ass spotlight.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's what, hashtag space is fake now, where they believe all the moon, the sun, and all that is basically like man-made satellites, essentially. Like, they're fake, or they're holograms. Some people believe that too. Like, they completely believe, this is separate from flat earth, but a lot of them believe that too. A lot of flat earthers also believe space is fake. They believe that space doesn't exist and it's all man-made.
That is fucking just hilarious.
Like NASA or whoever pulling a fast one on us.
So then what do they think? So do they think there is a space we just haven't explored?
No, they don't
it?
Believe in space at all.
So what's...
I don't know how you justify that. But they literally think that there's the Earth and the Moon are either like hologram or like a man-made satellite that we put up there. But even then, it's like, if it's a satellite, it's, where is it? It's in space. You know?
Yeah.
True. I mean, how would we have Google Earth, right?
Google ain't real either.
That's one example. Well, I mean, Google Earth or Google Satellite. There you go.
It would have to be a huge-ass satellite, though, to show up as big as the moon is.
Yeah, it'd be massive.
What, Google?
Whatever, the moon, the satellite that is the moon.
If it was an artificial man-made satellite, it'd have to be
actually, that's true,
huge.
Yeah.
Like, the space station is like a football field of length. And you could barely see it sometimes, and you know, when it's flying over you, you can kind of see the reflection of the sun off of it, but you can't really make it out. Imagine the moon has to be like 100,000 times bigger.
Yeah. Well, when the space shuttles take off, correct me if I'm wrong, when astronauts go into space, they need such a obviously large velocity of power to get up into space, to launch itself into space. But essentially what goes into space and what drops back out down, I might be wrong, down to Earth. You know, it's a long shuttle, right?
First stage drops back down.
So it's a long shuttle, and right before it hits space, just like the small cap keeps going, right?
Basically.
Like the nose, yeah, the nose.
The small cap plus a little more, and that goes further, and then that gets detached. And it depends on how many stages that rocket is, but it's usually two.
So in space, when you're launched into space, when you get to space, you're at the end stage. What exactly are you in? Because in movies, it looks like they're in some big ass spaceship and they can move around.
Oh, it depends, I think.
It's a movie.
Usually that thing is pretty tight. Like, it's pretty tight usually. Like, you're just in a chair, you know, you're not like getting moving around and stuff. That's usually if you dock in a space station, then you'll have space to move around. But if you're like in an actual capsule, it's pretty small. Like the Dragon capsule that recently went, it's pretty small. You can fit, then there's like 3 or 4 seats. You can't really, I mean, you could get up in front of the seat, but there's nowhere to go. Once you get up, you're at the front. That's it, you know? All the rest of that rocket is just the rocket part.
Did you?
Not the actual capsule.
The Dragon one is SpaceX, right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hopefully make it to the moon pretty soon.
Is that
that's just the capsule Dragon? Like that's just the end piece you're talking about where the people are, you know? Mm-hmm. And then Falcon 9 launched it, which is the actual huge rocket part that you see.
The huge rocket
falls off and lands.
Does it land? Where does it land? How do we know where it's gonna land?
It lands on a boat usually.
Oh shit. So it's controlled. It's like okay. So we have scientists working, okay, it's gonna latitude, this is gonna go direct this direction and it's gonna land this.
Well, it's calculated by computer like telemetry. Holy. And it'll basically when it launches up into the air and it detaches, it spins around with little boosters and mm-hmm. then it launches itself back towards where it launched from and then it falls down and right before it lands they launch the
You've
rocket.
You've never seen one? A landing?
To land it.
The SpaceX?
No, I never saw one of those.
You should watch it. It looks like a fucking movie. It almost looks fake. It's
they
so
have
weird.
Compilation videos of like all the attempts they've did when they would crash. Those are pretty interesting to watch.
That reminds me of when you said it, was it telemetry? What did you say?
Telemetry.
That reminds me of, I think it was 4chan that, remember Shia LaBeouf, that we will not be divided?
Yeah, the fucking live cam.
We will not.
Yeah, for people that don't know, it was Shia LaBeouf during the presidential election, I think, right?
No, it was after he was elected.
After Trump was elected. He put up a camera in New York somewhere that was just constantly live streaming on Twitch or something. I don't know where it was actually live streaming, but people would just walk in front of it and start screaming, "He will not divide us." And they would just be standing in front of it forever. And he would just say it over and fucking over and over and over again, like a mindless zombie.
Pretty
entertaining, actually.
Everyone would go over there. A lot of people. What would they chant?
A lot of people would troll him too. I forgot what they would do actually, but he will not divide us, like you were saying. He will not divide us.
Oh, there you go. He will not divide us. Yeah, I guess so. No, that reminds me because he had a flag that said he will not divide us. Okay, so a lot of people trolled that it was an art installation. That's what they said. That's what they called it. It was in New York, and a lot of people ended up trolling it. And they shut it down. I think the city shut it down, actually.
Yeah.
Because it was causing too much pandemonium. And he set it up somewhere in New Mexico. I think it was just a flag, a live stream of the flag, and it said, "He will not divide us." And it was, but 4chan found out, like, there's some buildings they can tell from the neighborhood that it was in New Mexico. And I think they stole it. They stole it or something like that.
They stole the camera?
The flag.
Oh, okay.
And they probably posted images and stuff like that, trolling with it. But after they resorted, Shia LaBeouf, however the fuck you say his name,
Shia LaBeouf. Conspiracy going on here.
They moved it to like the middle of nowhere, literally the middle of nowhere. You couldn't see anything. It's just, it was just the sky. We should link it somewhere. It was just the sky as the background, and it was the flag. The flag and the sky in the background. You could not see anywhere. Well, 4chan found it. How did they find it?
It was a night sky?
It was a 24-hour stream, I think.
Oh, yeah, you can find it. It's a night sky, easy.
Oh, really? Why? How?
Because of the stars and stuff, you can find out the placement. It's possible.
I don't got time for that space shit. I
think space ain't space. Real
Hello,
anyway.
Space is not real, Steven.
Yeah, Come on. Hashtag space is fake. The earth is flat.
That's the title of this episode. Space is fake. It was a 24-hour stream. It was a flag and then the sky in the background. And they found it. How did they find it? They fucking tracked the...
IP address of the fucking...
No, not even that. That would have been easy.
Yeah.
That would have been easy. They tracked, what are they called? They call them, the conspiracy theorists call them chemtrails.
Yeah,
contrails.
Is that the actual name
is contrails, yeah.
Okay, so.
Chemtrails is the conspiracy.
Okay, all right. So they tracked.
Damn, that's fucking crazy.
They tracked the contrails, the patterns, whatever, and they found, I guess they found it the plane, what time it was flying, and what over, where. And they found it on Google Maps. They pinpointed it, and then and then you see on the live stream. It's online somewhere. You see on the live stream, someone actually went to the location. You just see a guy pop out of nowhere. Take the flag.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
Where was it at? Did they announce where it would?
I think it was somewhere in, I want to say Tennessee or I don't know. Somewhere.
Oh, Tennessee.
There's a Google Maps. A picture of Google Maps where it was.
Insane.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
Fucking wizards.
They checked the contrails.
They pulled some fucking
holy
some
shit.
Sorcery right there. That's not even science. That's just like sorcery.
That's funny, dude. That's like some straight up Indiana Jones shit right there. And he played in Indiana Jones.
Oh, he did. Did you ever watch the new ones? I didn't.
I watched the new one. It was not as good as the old ones, that's for sure.
I refused to watch the old ones. I mean, the new ones.
So you was. You brought that up because the chemtrails or whatever in the sky reminded you of
no
the space station and
when
shit.
When Juan was telling me about the scientists using telemetry to figure out where that was going to land, the other day I found out because I was watching footage of, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was some documentary. What?
Just laughing. Still laughing at the guy just coming up and taking the...
There's a video somewhere. I can't find it.
Fuck. They're just taking the flag.
Try to find it. Just find it. No, the other day I just saw, because I never really thought about it. I just thought, okay, fuck. Big space shuttle goes up, big ass spaceship in space. But then the other day I saw footage of this of some space shuttle going up into space and it breaking off. I'm like, oh, fuck. I didn't realize. Like, yeah, that makes sense. That big ass thing probably can't make it to space.
Yeah, it's just a... thrust it up, you know, and then it drops all that weight off.
It
yeah.
definitely ain't making it to space because there is no space.
Well, think about it. It's that part that falls off is about 170 feet tall, long. Like, damn. That's Ooh. Tall. And they landed in the ocean on a moving drone ship.
So is it all... So in that long piece of shuttle, is it all hollow or what's in there?
It's all fuel.
Fuel, yeah.
Oxygen and fuel.
Falcon 9 in particular is like 9, I think, Merlin engines.
So essentially, that space shuttle is filled up with fuel, or maybe like half of it.
The whole thing. Oh, it's half oxygen, half fuel.
As it's launching, it's just eating that fuel.
Yeah. Getting lighter, so it's going faster. Shit. And then once you run out, you don't want that extra weight there because then you're going to need more fuel to get it further. So you release it, and now you're lighter. And now you can go further with that and then release that. And then you're left with your capsule.
Science is amazing. I'm about to go join Scientology now.
Well, the capsule pushes through space with its own little thrusters, too. It really does.
Jesus Christ.
It doesn't need a lot. It's just going slow, you know?
Yeah, you've never seen that movie. What was that movie where they're like trying to land on the moon and they're like using the little controls? I can't remember. This isn't every fucking space movie where they're using the little controls and then it shows the fucking outside of the space cabin, whatever the fuck it's called. And you just see the little boosters like psst, 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 yeah. little flames coming out of them or whatever. Psst, psst.
Now I think it's all
out of fuel.
It's all computer though. Random. Oh, there's not someone actually controlling. I think there's people on standby if they need to, but it's all, you know.
Wait, computer? Is it remotely controlled?
Yeah,
by computers. Yeah,
like from not like Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Houston.
Oh shit!
I think Houston.
How else?
Mission
you think somebody's in there like pushing buttons?
Like they just said.
No, it's
not. Maybe like way back in the day.
A person would not be able to accurately control it, you know?
And like everything on the space station, everything is not... The people on the space station don't control any of it. Someone on the ground controls all the computers, all the testing, all the science experiments. Like the people on the space station will build the stuff. Like they'll send it to them and they'll build it. Say it's like some experiment, whatever experiment. And they'll build it, put all the pieces together. And then someone from the ground controls it all and does it
all.
Whoa. Yeah, or a computer. But the people on space station literally just build the stuff and, you know, do certain little things here and there. But
Jesus Christ. So to be an astronaut is essentially you go through this rigorous training, gravity training, whatever it is. And then when it's time for that launch, I mean, granted, you are risking your life going to space. Let's not forget about that. But when it's time for launch, all you got to do is pretty much just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, you're not like controlling it as
Jesus
an astronaut, controlling the ship.
Take it in, breathe in the radiation.
Do astronauts breathe in radiation when they go through the atmosphere?
I don't know if they breathe it. I mean, maybe they breathe it in, but they get hit by it, yeah.
Oh!
I heard on a podcast recently that when people were going into space, they were contracting, like, herpes, I think. After, like, people that could literally go to the doctor and not be diagnosed with herpes, it wouldn't show up at all, would go to space and then come back. And they would be actually diagnosed with herpes. And even though they never had it before, they were never diagnosed with it. They could have been like, it could have been like dormant in their body, and then they would go to space and it would get activated.
Whoa, that's crazy. Like that. Yeah. I wonder what it has to do with the radiation.
Look that shit up. Like, I have no idea what it has to do with at all. But yeah, when I heard that, I was like, damn, that is some trippy shit.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Speaking of darkness.
Batman.
I already know where you're going with
this. What the hell's going on with this Juicy Mullet case? Juicy Mullet.
Man, this shit is wild, dude.
Okay. So let's recap what happened with Juicy Mullet. He's walking 2 a.m. Chicago. He's a gay black. He's a gay and black Hollywood actor. He's double dipping at this point. He's double protected.
Double dipping.
He's double protected.
Triple. He's an actor.
He's got triple privilege, quadruple privilege because he's rich. Rich, famous, gay, and black. Oh my God. This all makes sense now. This all makes sense. So. Juicy Mullet, who is rich, gay, black, and famous, was walking 2 a.m. in Chicago. Just fuck, that's loud. Oh, I'm envious of that volume. Where was I? Oh, so he's walking. I'm just gonna recap real quick. He's walking. He gets attacked, and then I won't list the details, but he's walking in Chicago. Listen to episode number blah, 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 blah.
A couple episodes back.
He gets attacked. Two white guys, he claims, yelling MAGA country. Turns out false. He planned it. It's a hoax. It was two Nigerians, two big
that he hired, right? He paid Nigerians. Him like $2,500 or something.
Some
like
bleach.
That.
Some bleach news, all that stuff. And so it's a hoax. More evidence comes out. It's a hoax. The two Nigerians come out and say, yeah, he paid us. It's fake.
Which is fucking stupid. Everyone likes to say white privilege, white privilege. Roseanne Barr, I forgot what she tweeted about the fucking chick that was she ended up being Muslim or something like that.
And half black, I think, or like part black.
She's like, I thought the bitch was white.
Well, because she said, oh, Valerie something, I forgot her name. Valerie, she was part of the Obama administration, but she tweeted something. Roseanne Barr tweeted her photo and said, oh, this bitch looks like the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah.
And someone's like, what the fuck? That's racist. Well, to be fair, if you look at her, it's like she looks racially ambiguous. You're not going to look at her and basically say, oh, that girl's black. Just put Valerie Obama administration.
Or put like Roseanne Barr tweet or something like that. But she lost her show, right? Because of that tweet?
Yeah.
She did nothing illegal.
I thought the bitch was white. Yeah,
she didn't do anything. And she's
Valerie
a woman.
Jarrett?
Yeah, there you go. Valerie Jarrett. And yeah, I can totally see why she made the joke. It's not because she's black.
But I mean,
this girl's black?
Exactly.
Wow.
Valerie Jarrett. Oh, she's probably like a 64th black.
Oh, okay.
Racist.
Like you said, racially ambiguous. It's kind of hard to say.
Yeah.
But she looks very light skinned, like extremely light skinned.
Mm-hmm. But you see what I'm saying? Where's your fucking white privilege now? She loses her show over a tweet, and this guy can commit a felony and get away with it scot free.
She on him? Yeah, he's on the show.
But I'm sure he's going to get jobs. I mean,
okay. So they found it's a hoax. Chicago mayor and the police are like, we're gonna get him. Well, it comes out, what, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, that they're dropping all 16 felony charges. All of them. And apparently there are some ties with Kamala Harris. He had some ties with Michelle Obama. And apparently Michelle Obama pulled some strings. Source that, please, Juan. And can't be spreading misinformation here on Bro Duder, the number one trusted news source in the world.
I know it wasn't Michelle Obama, but somebody, Michelle Obama's something. I'll check.
AKA Michelle Obama. Or should I say Michael Obama? I'm just kidding. No, I don't believe in that conspiracy. You do, Tony.
You haven't seen her Adam's apple? I never got that deep into it.
What was I saying? She's a man. Okay, so he all felony charges were dropped. Chicago mayor, Chicago police chief, they all make an announcement saying, what the fuck, this is bullshit. You know, this is, and I don't know who it was, the prosecutor. They had an interview with this dude saying, okay, so why did you drop the charges? What's going on? But you still kept his $10,000 bail money. Like, if he's innocent, then you give the money back.
Yeah.
But you kept it, and he has to do community service. So is he innocent or guilty? And he went on to explain, oh, well, you know, we've done many cases like this where, you know, we have alternate conclusions or something like that. Alternate consequences. And, you know, we've had many cases that do this. We just started doing this in a couple years ago. And then so the interview's like, okay, so is he innocent or is he guilty of the charges? And the guy just straight up says he's guilty. It's like, okay, well, but you dropped the charges. Yes.
Yeah, sometimes they'll do that. Like, if you have, like, a felony and it's your first time, you know, they'll kind of let you a little scot-free, you know, a little slap on the ass.
First.
You would like that. A slap on the wrist.
First. Okay, a little first-time felony. No.
Yeah, this isn't a little first-time felony.
And look what happened. It was national news. He tried to divide. Shia LaBeouf should be out there on the news rioting and protesting. He tried. Just Juicy Mullet tried to divide us.
Yeah. Where's Shia LaBeouf now? Where's your God now?
Yeah, he's actually coming out with a biopic soon. It looks pretty interesting. I want to watch it. Moving on. Okay, Juicy Mullet.
Moving on.
Quick little aside.
I digress.
Ergo. So Juicy Mullet, yeah, everyone's pissed off, except, of course, the people who supported him from the get-go. Oh, and after it was announced that his charges were dropped, there's a Twitter account called Empire. He was part of the show Empire.
Empire, yeah.
There's a Twitter account that says Empire, or it was called Empire Writers. I don't know why the writers have their own Twitter, but... And it's not a hoax. It was a verified account. They tweeted a picture of the news grab, the news headline saying all 16 charges dropped. And they tweeted along with the picture, see you guys next week with a winky face. That's bad weird. Optics to me. That's
They're
bad
bringing him back from the dead.
Well, that was that killed tells him me, off on the well, show. That tell, right? well, and you see all the comments. Nope, not watching that show. Blah, 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 blah. But. What that tells me is, well, who the fuck is in charge of their social media? That's terrible optics. Yeah. See you next week. Like, wink, wink. We got him. We got him. But now.
We got him.
The FBI is investigating. The FBI is investigating why his charges were dropped at the behest of Sir Trump himself.
Good. I mean.
I was going to say something about Trump, because all the people are probably going to say, oh, Trump, it's because he's black. That's why he's
because he's black, pursuing this. He's gay, anti-LGBT, racist.
You know what? This is probably a silver lining in the political climate right now, because things are just not going the Democrats' way right now.
It is hilarious. It's like this whole thing, this whole Juicy Mullet thing, it's making them look really fucking bad. The fact that he didn't get charged with anything, it's making it look really, really bad.
That just further enforces the stereotype. Oh, if you're rich and famous, you can get off with anything.
Like, rich, famous, that's
blatant. Okay, you're just showing everyone that if you're rich and famous, you can stage a hoax, a racist hoax crime. I think it costs the city of Chicago like $180,000, which they're trying to get that money back from Juicy Mullet.
They should.
$180,000just for the investigation. He caused all of this, and he gets away scot-free. That shows everyone, yep, it's true. It's true. If you're rich and famous, you can get away with whatever you want. And yeah. If you're in bed with the right people. But I say things are just not going well recently because, I mean, what else do we got? We got the Green New Deal. The Green New Deal to save the world. All you gotta do is believe in the Green New Deal.
can I get some dramatic music for him, please? There you go. Talk about your Green New Deal.
The Green New Deal.
There you go. There we go. Set that
music. Ambitious plan to bring about peace and tranquility to the world. A world in which we will no longer fear for our children. A world where you and I will get along and no longer see color, creed, or race. In a world where these things are possible, is a world where occasional cortex is president. Now, doesn't that sound like a pipe dream?
That's good.
Doesn't that sound like a pipe dream?
Tell me about this Green
57, deal. Was it 54, 57?
It got shot down, right?
Yes, so Mitch McConnell.
I like Green Deals all the time.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Sounds like a good deal to me.
Yeah. Mitch McConnell, the Speaker of the House. Oh, I'm sorry, not Speaker of the House. That's Ryan Paul, or whatever the fuck his name is. Mitch McConnell is the Republican side of the Senate. Whatever the fuck that title is called.
I thought the Speaker of the House was that girl.
Who?
Let me find out.
Just Google it, bro. I have a computer right here.
Pelosi?
No, Nancy Pelosi's the Democrat Senate, whatever it's called.
Yeah, she's the Speaker.
Yeah. He's a Speaker. There you go.
Wait, who's Paul Ryan? Is he not Speaker of the House?
Paul Ryan. Here's Paul Ryan. He is
former
Speaker of the United States.
What the fuck? Right. I didn't even know that happened.
Yeah. Nancy's the Speaker.
He's the Speaker, all right.
Anyways, carry on with Green New
Deal.
We
digress.
Hold on, wait a minute. I need to get this right. We are the number one trusted news source.
Okay. Checking sources.
Oh, Senate Majority Leader. There you go, for Republicans. I thought Nancy Pelosi was Senate Majority Leader
she's
for...
She's a Speaker.
So who... All right.
Speaker.
Okay.
She's the
so Mitch McConnell.
Speaker.
So, you know, all these people, you see all these videos. We need to pass this Green Deal to save our kids. We have 12 years to live. Hurry up.
It's true, you know.
So Mitch McConnell, being the wise man that he is, however fucking old he looks, Jesus Christ,
looks like he's about to croak over.
He looks like an aged marshmallow man from the Ghostbusters. He's like, all right, this is a pressing issue. Obviously, we have limited time. We're all going to die in 12 years, so let's vote on it. So he pushes the bill into the Senate. It fails 57-0.
Thank God.
Holy shit.
Like 43, yeah. 43 Democrats voted present, which basically means no. And it's not a yes or a no, but it basically means no. I think like 3 independents voted no, like 4 Democrats voted no, and then the rest obviously were Republicans voting no.
That is hilarious.
It is pretty funny.
I didn't know it failed that hard.
No, it failed hard.
Is she still, Cortez, is she still, or someone in her camp under fire for moving money?
Oh, I'm sure she is.
Something
I'm sure
like
she
that.
Got out of that. She's probably got the same lawyer as Juicy Mullet.
For someone who's...
Well, it's not her. It's someone, right? Someone in her campaign.
In her campaign, moving money into their personal account. They took
a lot of money.
They basically took campaign donations and then transferred them into their personal account or something like that. Like $800,000.
Can't say I wouldn't do the same thing, to be honest.
She was making a lot of green on deals on the side, if you know what I mean.
For one who's pushing this new green, who made this green deal, and she's worried about the cow farts destroying the earth, and wanted to retrofit every single building in the United States, which basically means...
For what? Retrofit it for?
I don't fucking know.
How much money and time that would cost?
For the benefit of the future of our children.
It would be like trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
Every too much money. Building.
Gonna put solar panels on every single building, every road.
Plus, some buildings are gonna have to be leveled and just rebuilt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which means, okay, so what if Juanito's papi built his own house, handmade, but it wasn't to code? Now he's gotta level it. That's sorry.
When you
thanks
pull,
to the new Green Deal, you gotta level it.
You pull your Winchester out when them construction workers come along.
Classic Winchester. What was I saying?
Green New Deal failed 57-0. Mitch McConnell. What were you going to say about?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Occasional cortex. So she's, it's always, this always happens. I mean, okay, if you're going to preach something, live the life, bro. Live the life.
Yeah, she flies around in jets and
you say occasional cortex?
Occasional cortex. That's her name.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Sounds like a brand of sunglasses or something.
Her name is Castillo.
A brand of sunglasses. Hey, yo,
you hear about those new shades Occasional Cortex came out with? Got the blue tint. Beautiful.
Occasional Cortex. Her name because is she occasionally has full use of her cortex.
Ocasio Cortez.
Say it in the mic for us, Juan, the proper way. Because you're the only one here. Okay?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Occasional Cortex sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It's a long-ass name. Okay. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez Santa Maria the Third from the hailing from
Santa Maria the Third. Okay, and then okay, so from her summary receipts emerge from the deep depths of the underground. You know, she lives in New York. So any environmentally friendly person would take public transportation to reduce her carbon footprint, right? Now, she's racked up thousands and thousands of dollars in Uber rides, in Lyft rides, and I think there's a local to New York only, like, ride sharing service that she used, and transport and public transportation, like, nothing compared to those.
Yeah.
So if you're pushing this, we have 12 years to live, we need to cut down all of you, why the fuck are you using Uber, Lyft? It doesn't matter if it's convenient. It's because you got to think of the earth. So this bitch is faker. Yeah. Faker than your average politician.
Absolutely. It's like, there's a great quote. I don't know who said it, but leading by example isn't the best way to lead, it's the only way to lead.
Oh, I said that.
And she's obviously not fucking leading by example.
I said that. Credit me, please.
Yeah, it's no, like, it's true.
If you want something to happen, you got to start doing it yourself.
Especially if you're a politician. I mean, let's be honest. Politicians are notoriously dishonest and shysters. That's why they're probably the most distrusted people
on Earth.
On Earth, especially outside of America, but. But this occasional cortex is preaching, you know, we've been shafted by politicians for too long, and she's presenting herself as the savior and as the honest politician. No, bitch, you're doing the same shit. Stop it. You're just a 29-year-old who, a millennial, basically.
Mm-hmm.
She's a crazy bitch. That's not sexist.
She is crazy. Church bullshit, but Green Deal got voted down 57-0. That is comical. I don't know it failed that hard. That is fucking hilarious. 57-0. She got wiped out in a fucking landslide.
But speaking of crazy bitches, we've got a news story out of Notre Dame.
Notre Dame?
Out of Notre Dame. A concerned mother was shocked and appalled. She was taken aback when she dropped her son off at Notre Dame.
This sounds like she saw music.
She saw all these young ladies, these young Gen Zers, young millennials too, in black leggings. And what does she do? She basically wants to ban them.
Yeah, she saw a couple girls wearing black spandex, like yoga pants, and she couldn't help to notice that all the men around her kept staring at the chicks. So it kind of made her awkward, and she was figured, like, why are girls wearing leggings? Like, that's too not revealing, but too I guess, I don't know.
It's distracting.
Yeah, it's distracting.
School setting.
So she wants to ban them because she's like, they shouldn't be allowed to wear them in school because all the guys are getting distracted and checking them out.
Get that shit out of my face, bitch!
Okay, so she noticed that the other boys were staring. Like,
yeah, quote unquote, I thought all of the other men around and behind us couldn't help but see their behinds.
Oh, okay, never mind. That's just her own stupid ass demented thinking.
It's the toxic male gaze.
How many times have you? I mean, she had to have been focused on the other guys, seeing where their gaze were going. But how many? I mean, have you noticed? Hey, that guy's checking out. All these guys are checking out that girl in the leggings.
I haven't noticed because I was also checking out the girl in the leggings.
Bazinga, baby!
Hey, no, I've caught, like, I've looked at a guy walking by or a girl walking by. If, like, I see a girl walking by, and then I'll look at another guy, and he'll just be, like, fully focused on a chick like that, and he'll look over at me and be like I caught him, basically, you know, almost. And it's like,
and what do you say? Caught you.
Then you
caught
guys you. Nod at each other like, what up, dude?
No. No, I saw one time I was at the gym, and this was a couple months ago. It wasn't even that long ago. I might have said it before, but there was this girl who was doing like serious showmanship bodybuilding stuff, like in the bikini competitions and everything, like Miss Universe kind of shit, whatnot. You
was
know?
It was it Team Gravity?
Team Gravity?
No. Or was it Gravity Zero?
Gravity don't exist because space ain't real.
No, you know that bodybuilding team that was across from work?
Oh, no, Gravity? It wasn't. Was that their name?
Yeah, I think it was Gravity or something like
no,
that.
No, it wasn't them. This was at my home gym. And she was in the other room. She comes out, like she goes in with like normal clothes on, and she comes out in like a full-on thong bikini and everything. And obviously I saw it, and this other guy, I look over at him and he just looks over at me with his eyes is fucking wide open. just like, he's like, damn, kind of like
okay,
that. Like,
well, that's different. That's blatant.
That's
come on.
Obvious, on a yeah, string, I know.
Thin bikini.
It's just a funny story that reminded me of what we were talking about. So it wasn't a string bikini. Actually, it was a Victoria's Secret brand.
Tyler, you're just bragging about how good your gym is. It's all the ladies.
That's only happened one time. All right. Other than that, but it's usually... I'll send you a link. Just click on my affiliate code for 10%.
What gym was this? Give him a shout out.
Team Sweat Fitness.
Team Sweat. Huh?
How much to register?
Never. Actually, if you click on
are they a chain?
No.
Okay, no worries.
Used to be a 24 hour fitness.
Okay, this mother. I thought of all the other men around and behind us who couldn't help but see their behinds. My son's no better than to ogle a woman's body. Mm-hmm. Certainly when
fucking
I'm
helicopter
around,
mom.
And hopefully also when I'm not. They didn't stare and they didn't comment afterwards. But you couldn't help but see those blackly naked rear ends. I didn't want to see them, but they were unavoidable. How much more difficult for young guys to ignore them? Hold up.
I need a sound clip that. Hold up.
Nate Dogg. Hold up.
R.I.P.
Okay. Listen to this woman. My son's no better than to ogle a woman's body.
It's because your sons are gay.
Certainly when I'm around, and hopefully also when I'm not. They didn't stare and they didn't comment afterwards. Okay, hold up. First off, bitch. Even if they caught a glimpse of it and were like, fuck, look at that ass. They're not gonna be like, mother, look. Like, who does that?
I know.
Mother.
Like, damn, look at that, mom.
Look at this. They didn't comment afterwards. What were they supposed to comment to you?
It's like some Bates Motel
mother,
bullshit.
I'd like to let you know. Mother, I was staring at that woman's rear derriere, and it was quite scrumptious. So
I'll read all about it in my diary when I come home from school today.
Has anyone here ever went home? Mom, there's this girl's ass. It was marvelous.
No, you don't talk about that shit with your mom.
What the fuck is mom talking about then? Either that, she's either in denial, delusional, that her son's probably like, this fucking crazy bitch. Or she is one of those helicopter parents with fucking autistic kids who are like, yes, mother, and don't look.
Yes, mother, my eyes were firmly planted directly at her ass, staring, and I felt blood rushing down to my penis. You want to thank me?
Whoa! So, I would file this under fake, but... that's not the game we're playing right now. But speaking of, let's play right now. All right. Cue the intro music, Tyler.
You gotta tell me ahead of time so I can just line it up on the soundboard.
This is ahead of time. So
what game are we playing?
You can cut all this out and then Juan's playing right now. Yeah, what is the game called? Oh, this game is called Real.
The game for
Real
the folks.
Real or fake.
Real or fake news, huh? Fake.
There might be music there.
Real or fake. Do-do-do.
There you go.
All right, Juan.
There's your intro music.
What do you got for us today?
So I got two stories off of some news websites.
Don't cheat. And hey, wait, hold on. First disclaimer, since last time we played, if you know if it's real or fake, do not fucking answer.
Just pass it along to the next person.
Or say pretend. Path. Yeah. So I got two stories. I'm going to read them both. And you guys tell me which one is real and which one is fake.
Yes, sir.
So story number one, title is Pursuit Suspect Breaks Out in a Breakdance Just Before Arrest. Tuesday night, a car pursuit in the Calabasas area ended in great fashion when the suspect's vehicle was spun out by the CHP. The driver got out with his hands in the air and not cooperating with law enforcement. Once the police helicopter spotlight illuminated the suspect, he broke into a breakdance to appease the world before being arrested by officers.
Appease the world.
Dance for me, monkey boy.
So that's story number one.
What the fuck was that?
Story number two.
Wait a minute. That guy better not have been black.
No, it wasn't.
Bigot. All right, second story here. Real or fake news?
Okay, second story. Title: Local animal shelter under scrutiny after rescued possum is given a male name. Early Wednesday. Wednesday.
Wait, who rescues a fucking possum?
Wait, possum. Finish the story.
All right. Early Wednesday morning, an Orange County local animal shelter employee came across an injured possum outside the shelter and was taken into care and to help save the possum's life. A picture of the recovering possum was posted on Twitter and quickly gained traction, getting thousands of retweets with the hashtag possums2. A few days later, a second tweet was posted of the almost fully recovered possum with his newly given name of David. When the internet lost it. Soon after, hundreds of tweets came in bashing the shelter for assuming the possum's gender and not knowing the possum to identify itself, or allowing the possum to identify itself. The local shelter responded with an apology and has then changed the possum's name to Quinn, as it is a gender-neutral name that can go either way. Is.
Why can't David be gender-neutral?
David.
Why can't any name be gender-neutral?
Ah!
But I'm going to sit this one out because I know. Already, so
okay, hold on. Let me see. You wouldn't know about the breakdancing fucking story.
It was me.
Okay. Okay. Are possums asexual?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
So there are female possums.
Right.
Pretty sure.
Okay. What was the name of that local animal shelter?
I didn't write it down. I only took snippets of the story.
Okay. Tyler, you got any guesses?
I'm going to say that the fucking breakdancing story is real and the fucking possum story is fake.
That was what I was thinking.
Yeah. All right. You're both correct. What gave it away? Was it too wacky, story?
The second one was too far. Like, it's believable in this climate. But, yeah, that's true. Okay. Those are both good stories only because it is believable.
Yeah, it is believable.
Both of them are believable.
If you guessed wrong, comment.
Yeah.
You probably won't because you're going to be a pussy. But if you did, you should. Because I want to know. Be honest. But yeah, I knew that one. I saw the video of the guy breakdancing. There's a video of it. It's pretty hilarious.
Was he black?
I don't think he was. I think he was white. I think he was probably on meth.
All right, thank God.
You have to hook this time.
Shit, I was dying.
So this has been real or fake news.
Outro.
This is a... We don't
what
need
the
outro.
Hell? You played something.
I didn't play
nothing. You pressed something. Okay. I want to talk to Cletus again about this flat earth. Hey, Cletus.
Yeah, boy.
I have some questions about the flat earth. How long have you been a flat earther?
Since the earth has been flat.
Okay, interesting. Did your grandpappy and your grandmammy believe in the flat earth?
I don't think they knew if the earth was flat or round. Never left their hometown of I don't even know our hometown.
But you haven't left either.
Nope, but I've seen the ice wall.
Oh, okay. That's exactly where I was going. I was curious about the ice wall. So you've driven all the way to the ice wall?
I've seen it, goddammit. I said I seen it. No matter if I drove there, flew there, fucking grow a pair of wings and flow there myself.
How, okay, so do you know how tall it is?
Pretty fucking tall. That's all I know. I don't know the exact measurements.
What's the, from the Flat Earther Society, what's the actual theory on the ice, the, whatever the fuck it's called, ice wall?
Ice wall? I have no idea. I don't know how to read.
Then how the fuck do you know? Where did you read about the Flat Earth?
I watched it on a documentary.
Documentary. Okay, so you believe in Netflix. That's the science you believe in.
I believe in the science that provides us with entertainment. Absolutely.
So you believe in good old silicone.
Silicone? I don't know nothing about no silicone.
Silicone titties?
Oh, hell yes, brother.
So I heard that the Flat Earth Organization is putting together a cruise to the ice wall. Will you be going?
You goddamn right. Sign me up. I pre-ordered my tickets months ago.
Are they really doing a cruise?
They're really doing that.
To the ice wall. So where? What's the destination?
Antarctica, probably.
Oh, dude,
sign me up for real. I would kill to fucking go down there.
To Antarctica? Why? So you can die?
That'd be fucking badass.
How many people live there? Like 3?
Do you have to be like an actual flat earther to go on the cruise?
How would you have a verified badge? I'm a verified flat earther. Here you go.
You take an IQ test?
Yes, right away.
You take an IQ test and fail it? All right. You can get on the boat.
Okay, speaking of ice, let's talk about some global warming. Global warming. Who here is a global warming alarmist?
I am.
Okay, good. That's what I thought. All right, have we talked about global warming already? Do people know my stance?
I prefer
stance?
The term climate change.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you very much.
Because we had that polar vortex and went against your narrative. Sorry, I forgot. Something. Exactly. I got to say climate change.
The world's ending in 12 years. I will
definitely acknowledge that, yes, there's such thing as climate change. I am not necessarily an alarmist. I'm not occasional cortex. We got to do something in 12 years. I agree with Trump pulling out of the Paris climate deal. That would have cost us, you know, we would have been paying the most money into it.
We would have been paying billions of dollars.
And getting
a slight percentage of chance that will slightly reduce our emissions by a little bit.
Right. By a little bit. But still, we're doing something. We have to be at the forefront and the leader of the climate change.
No matter what it costs.
I'm not one of those people who just straight out, no, it's a hoax. But I do think there's some fuckery going on because of, what's his name? Al Gore. Al Gore, come on, let's be real here. Al Gore came out with that documentary, The Inconvenient Truth. I remember my aunt trying to jock it to me and my family back when it first came out. I remember them talking about it, and it sounded like some horror movie. And this is when I was younger, so I don't remember. I never watched it. But he came out with this documentary, The Inconvenient Truth, and oh my God, Al Gore, he's the guy who discovered climate change and global warming, and it's going to take over the Earth. 20 plus years later, we're still here. 20 plus years later, we're happy and jolly as can be. But 20 plus years later, he's millions and millions of dollars richer because of this whole climate change, global warming. Stop me whenever you guys want to disagree and say, hey, actually, Chuck. But that's why I'm sketched to it because, and all these 97% of scientists agree. That's been debunked. Look into it. I'm not going to explain. And... so that was the first part, and I remember working at Michael's when all this globe or green earth shit started coming out. Do you remember that when all this merchandise started coming out, like, oh, environmentally friendly or clean
eco friendly
eco-friendly. I'm like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
And they started making the caps on water bottles a little smaller.
I was like,
and shit.
I wonder who. A little smaller.
I
we're
noticed,
doing our part.
I fucking noticed sparklets.
We're doing our part by saving ourselves money.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's why he's a politician. Al Gore's a politician. They all politicians lie. Yes, even Trump.
Take it back.
So this guy, he becomes, I mean, he was already rich, but he becomes a big fat aristocrat off of this whole green movement. Meanwhile, he's still, his carbon footprint is bigger than
occasional
Tyler's vortex. Asshole. And he's
doubtful.
Owns like three homes, a yacht and all that shit.
He owns a yacht?
I don't know. Fuck. Probably. Come on. He's a super millionaire.
I could just imagine him sitting back on his fucking like lounge chair with a cigar in his hand and a whiskey in another hand. All them motherfuckers believe in this global warming shit. Taking a big fat puff.
Actually, he sounds like this. A very educated white business politician, man.
On camera, yeah.
Now, he don't sound like George W. Bush.
George W. Bush
sound like this. Okay. Now we got an article in the news. This is National Geographic. Watch, someone's going to come on. Actually, National Geographic is secretly conservative or liberal, whatever the fuck. It's called, okay, so this is the article. A Greenland glacier is growing. Wait a minute. Doesn't that mean, I thought they're supposed to be melting. Why are they growing back? A Greenland glacier is growing. That doesn't mean melting is over. Well, no fucking shit, you dumbass. Okay, so it's 2016. Since 2016, they discovered that the glacial, whatever the fuck they call it, has been gaining some mass. Some big mass.
Blow it up.
I would not be surprised if they did, just to enforce their narrative. You'll see, look at it's actually melting back.
Only melting because we nuked it, but it's still melting.
So this whole article says it's melting and it's not coming back. That's something we often hear about our shifting climate and the ice that, in a sense, holds it together. Glaciers are shrinking, right? Maybe not quite the way we think. So this whole article goes in to say, since 2016, they've noticed it's been gaining. It's been growing back. But it's still, it's not a good thing because it's still melting. So we go from, it's melting, it's not coming back. We got to do something. Oh, it's coming back, but it's still melting. We still got to do something. So it's all this alarmist talk that I don't agree with. Yes, this climate change, I'm not a scientist. I don't know how to figure this out. But the reason why I'm on the fence is because I've heard so much stuff on both sides. We got the alarmist. We got to do something. We've got the centrist, which I'm more of.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, there's obviously climate change going on, but how dire is it? I'm not convinced that we got to do something now. But I'm also not gonna say, fuck it. It doesn't exist. Then yeah, we got people who are like, no, it doesn't exist. It's a hoax.
You got people that are like, give me 60 gallons of that diesel fuel right here in my Hemi. And then I'm going to pull the boat up afterwards.
That's me. Now, Juan and Steven, these men are men of science. They are more educated than I am in the liberal news. What are your thoughts and opinions?
On what specifically?
Global climate change.
Yeah, I think climate change is real. I think that we're affecting the climate negatively, but I'm not really an alarmist to the point where I think it's a dire, extreme situation and we have to, you know, halt everything right now and immediately switch over to renewable energy. I think it's smart to start switching over to renewable energy, go with that solar power, Cletus.
But
I don't think it's, I definitely think it's real.
But solar power still takes fossil fuels to make.
Yeah.
Probably less though.
Less. But we're still going to need fossil fuels. So
when I say switch over, I don't mean completely necessarily. But the more renewable energy you have, the better, I think.
Right.
And it's not, there's not just solar. There's other things. There's wind turbines, all kinds of things.
Juan, are you an alarmist?
No, I mean, I don't know too much about global warming. I do believe it's real, and the amount of damage we're doing is big, and but we can't really slow down. There's so much. We're expanding. We're taking, the population is increasing, so obviously with that comes more you know, burning fuels, fossil fuels. And it's hard to use a sustainable energy that is not carbon-based, as of now, at least. I mean, we could go nuclear, but that would take a lot
especially
of...
Especially on a mass level.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
then that's
yeah.
the problem. See, nuclear, I believe, is what, the most efficient, like the, probably the best
yeah.
power
yeah,
source? But then there's people low. Who are no nuclear. Why are people scared of nuclear? Because of the risks?
Yeah.
Because of Fukushima?
It's just that word. People hear that. Yeah,
exactly.
Right? Like, oh, nuclear power.
But then we also have Fukushima.
I mean, I guess it can be dangerous, but that's, you know.
A lot of things are dangerous.
A lot of, exactly. Lots of things are dangerous. So.
Yeah, I would. I think I err more on the side of nuclear power. We should invest more in nuclear power, which is what old daddy Trump's doing. No, it's not. No, uh-uh.
But this article is kind of ridiculous, honestly.
Yeah.
This National Geographic is going back and forth.
But, I mean, okay, think about it. The Earth has been around. How old is the Earth? Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
6,000 years old.
And flat.
And it's been alive for billions of years, survived asteroid attacks, wiped out the dinosaurs.
Ice ages.
But a few hundred years of industry is going to fucking do the Earth in. That's what's going to kill the Earth.
Well, there's a few things there. I mean, first of all, like I said, climate change. Yeah, I meant that when I say I believe in climate change versus I prefer that over global warming because the climate's always changing, even right. without people, you know? The climate's always shifting and changing. That kind of article talks about how the reason that this glacier is growing is because every 20 years or so, there's a switch in warm and cool water flow, and there's a cool water flow switching there now. So it's helping that glacier grow. It's part of why it's happening. So there's always going to be climate change, but there's as far as global warming and the ice melting, there's the main issue with global warming is too much carbon in the atmosphere, right? We're too much pollution. We're producing too much carbon, polluting it into the atmosphere, and that's causing warmth. Inside of the ice, there is more carbon trapped in the ice than we pollute. So if really? The ice melts and all that carbon releases, yeah, there's a shit ton of carbon trapped in the ice. And as that ice melts, it gets released. So wow. if all that ice melts, then we'll probably have a serious problem. One, because the ocean levels will rise. So Florida's, Texas, Louisiana, countless, not just America, countless places are fucked. But I mean, hey, it's your fault for building on the ocean's edge. That sucks too. But also, yeah, all that carbon is going to get released. You're going to have a whole other issue. Like a lot. We're talking a lot of carbon. Way more carbon than we're producing is trapped in there. Because there's a shitload of ice over. I mean, you can imagine.
Shit ton, yeah.
You can imagine how many thousands to millions of years that ice took to form. And all those years, there's carbon getting trapped in there. So there's that much trapped in there. Obviously, it's not going to just happen one day, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not going to just melt and all this carbon is going to release. But it's slowly going to happen as it melts.
Interesting.
There's also like diseases trapped in the ice too.
Ew.
Yeah, like plague. The plague is.
Oh
like
my
that.
God.
Plague. There's a whole bunch of.
Where in Antarctica or Greenland?
I think in the northern in the Jesus. Arctic. Yeah. There's all kinds of diseases trapped in there that our bodies don't have immunities to because they haven't been around. You know.
Wait, mm-hmm. diseases are trapped in there from what? The Black Plague back in the
1300s.
I don't know if that one specifically some type of plague.
I don't think it was 1300s. I think it was
dude, the Black Plague was way before.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see.
The Black Plague is pretty much. Yeah, look that
bacteria has been here for a long fucking time.
Oh shit, you're right.
1300s.
Wow.
Tyler,
the
I'm a bit of a scientist myself.
The history aficionado. So wait, so are you saying the Black Plague is trapped in ice?
I don't know about that one specifically, but I know there's a bunch of them there that we're not accustomed to. Our immune systems have not been, they haven't been exposed to them, so they're weak to them, you know?
No, but I mean, okay, so when you say diseases are trapped in ice.
That is interesting.
Let's theoretically speak.
A bunch of them trapped in there.
Theoretically speaking, the Black Plague is trapped in ice.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because... when the Black Plague happened in the 1300s, it traveled, it was airborne, and then it just became stuck in the Antarctica?
I don't know exactly how it happened. I'm sure it has to do with migrations and things like that, you know? I think a lot of these are probably even older than that.
My God.
Animals,
that's pretty crazy.
Things
dude.
Like that go in there, and they lie dormant in the ice. You know, they don't die. They just go dormant inside the ice.
What if that's the prophecy in the Bible? The world will end in all the ice melts and releasing all those diseases and the plague and everything.
That's fucking.
Well, we are getting like an influx of those type of diseases, like measles is back, all that kind of stuff.
Anti-vax moms. That's why.
On Netflix. What are you about to watch?
I was going to say, if you guys have seen the show One Strange Rock, it's Will Smith, National Geographic.
I saw a host of Will Smith. I was like,
It's really good. You should check it out.
What is it about?
It's just about how this world, like, how this world came to be, Earth, basically, and just like, you know, like everything about it and how it came to be and how awesome it is, basically.
Oh, that sounds interesting. I like it, the Fresh Prince, but I was just thinking, why is he in there? Is he trying to be Neil deGrasse Tyson?
He loves all that. He loves.
He does all of a sudden.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. I don't know Will Smith's personal hobbies. Well, that's scary.
He's a YouTuber now, apparently.
Oh, yeah, he is. Diseases? He was part of the number one disliked video in history.
I know, the YouTube Rewind.
Poor Will Smith.
Oh, yeah, that's hot.
He was probably the only good thing about that video.
I know. The one PewDiePie made in response to the official one was pretty funny, actually.
Oh, that one's good.
His Rewind was hilarious.
That one is good.
If that I could have anything I want in the YouTube Rewind, I'd have Fortnite. What was the other fucking bullshit he said?
Oh,
I forgot what he fucking said.
I don't know what he said, but on that note, this has been moral of the story. Climate changes. It's not a matter of do you believe in climate change? Climate change, let's just agree that climate change is a thing. It's just a thing that happens. Now, the real question is, are you an alarmist?
Wait, are we talking about climate global warming? I guess it's the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. Climate change, global warming.
Climate change is climate change is a real natural thing.
It's both, you know? Global warming and global cooling.
The polar vortex.
I mean, I think that's how it works. I think part of it is it gets hotter in places it should be cold and colder in places it should get hot. That happens a lot with the global warming.
Ever heard of the ice age? You know, I mean, shit gets fucking cold, shit gets hot. Like,
it happens throughout history. Extreme weather shifts throughout history. And it's like, I personally think, regardless, the Earth is going to be fine. It's just us that's probably going to be affected. You know, like the Earth, if we release a shitload of stuff, of pollution and all this crap, the Earth can reset pretty easy. You know, it can wipe out all life on Earth and just pretty much reset.
Mm-hmm.
It's us that are going to be affected the most. We're the most sensitive, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah, it's true. But the real question is, okay, so again, let's settle this as, climate change, it's just a thing. Let's all agree. Are we all agreed? Climate change is a thing. It's just a thing. It's not a matter of if you believe in it or not. It's a thing.
It exists.
Happening.
Yeah.
The real question is, are you an alarmist? Are you one of those, we got to do something? Or are you a denier of climate change in general? See, I was going to wrap it up, but real quick. Because I remember Candace Owens was on the Joe Rogan podcast. You know who Candace Owens is?
Yeah.
She's a black political pundit on the conservative side. She's the leader of Blexit, which is basically a black exit from the Democratic Party. She's pulling everyone away from the Democrats, saying that, hey, get off that plantation. That's her words, not mine. Those are her words, not mine. She says, I think the slogan's like, it's time to get off the plantation. Basically, the Democrats controlling us.
Yeah.
With my nigga.
And Joe Rogan asks, do you believe in global warming or climate change? And she just straight up says, with full confidence, which, okay, respectable. No, it's a hoax, which I don't agree with her. I mean, you can't say it's completely, it's like we just said, it's just something that happens. It's not a hoax.
That's what climate is. I mean, right. The weather changes from day to day, right? Temperature is always different.
Right.
The seasons, like, obviously.
But I think I know where she's coming from. She's coming from the sense of probably from a politician's perspective. Do you believe that the occasional cortex or the Al Gore version of climate change, where we have to do something right away or else our kids are going to die in 10 years? No.
Well, I think there's two ways of looking at it. There's the everyday definition of global warming and climate change that we kind of look at as like the political meaning, which like the Al Gore meaning, which like global warming, oh, it's a hoax. And then there's the actual true definition, like climate change. When you're looking at it from more of a scientific, less political standpoint, you can't really deny climate change exists. It's been going on for hundreds of thousands, millions of years, who knows?
forever.
So there's two always different ways of looking at it. So I think she was looking at it as a more political standpoint,
right,
than she was a scientific-based standpoint, you know?
Mm-hmm. Gore can suck a dick, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Fuck out of here with that. Homophobic. I can guarantee he rides private jets.
Oh, hell yeah, he
Come
does.
Come on,
yeah.
dude. You can't be telling people to fix the environment dude. When you're flying in private jets and shit.
A while ago, I was reading about his electricity bills are like off the charts at all of his houses.
I imagine.
And they're thinking like, and the story was like, how is like his electricity bill so high at all of his houses? Like, he can't be living at all of his houses at the same time.
I think that goes with a lot of people who are extreme on that end of it. We got to fix it now. It's like, why don't you fix it? You know, fix your own life first.
I would have more respect for Al Gore if he made this documentary. He was pumping all this alarmist shit out. And you see, where is he? Oh, he's living as a nomad in a fucking hut using no electricity. Oh, I respect that guy. He's fucking true to his craft.
Exactly.
True to his message.
He's like, to lead by example, you know?
Exactly.
So moral, there you go. That's one of the morals of the story. Lead by example. But also, when it comes to climate change, it's just something that happens. The real question to ask yourself is, are you an alarmist? Do you believe in the alarming stories of we have to do something? Or you can just look at it as the way the earth flows.
It's ebb and flow.
Ebb and flow. There you go. And with that, Tyler, Mr. T-Faggle.
T-Faggle. This has been another episode of Bro Duder. If you enjoyed it, go ahead and give it a like, listen, comment, subscribe, rate it on iTunes, whatever platform media you are using. Go ahead and do all the shit that all the podcasters always fucking harass you to do.
Leave a review on the Apple podcast.
Yeah, I think we only have one, and it was me.
Bro, you're not supposed to divulge that information.
I divulged it. See, there's full transparency here on Bro Duder. And it was a 5-star review, by the way. So thanks for listening. We'll see you guys in the next episode.
Oh, I want to give a shout out to Amanda. Probably our biggest fan.
Oh, yeah. All right. Girl. Amanda,
quick shout out,
two thumbs up,
top listener
for Amanda.
You said she was like binge listening to him, huh? Right? Like,
no, she said that,
or I didn't know that.
Listened to him all already.
Oh shit, nice.
Shit.
And I just
on
told,
a spree.
Yeah, she just started like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, nice. Well, thank you, Amanda.
She quickly discovered our bigotry.
She actually said she pretty much agrees with us on most things.
Yeah,
a political alignment, but she said she did get triggered by one thing. And that was when Tyler was slut shaming.
Oh,
saying if you're gonna walk around, you know,
that was pretty bad, bro. I can't believe you said that.
She wasn't really triggered, but you know.
Well, all right, we'll talk about that next episode.
Full transparency here on Pro Duder. Whatever, I'm not gonna hide it.
Free speech.
Thank you, Amanda, for all the listens. We'll see you guys in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Bro Duder. We will catch you guys in the next one. Oh, and one more thing. Fuck you.